You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome back to the Early Night Show Virtual Edition, or the Crony Cabaret. My name is Joshua Turchin, and thanks so much for being with us today. Casey Butler from Finding Neverland on Broadway is here. Also, Zoe Latanson and Cammie Josephine are here, so please stick around. Welcome to the Early Night Show. I got to enjoy Central Park this week. It was really great to see the city starting to come back to life. There are lots of people riding bikes and running, people having picnics, and people walking around enjoying the view. I actually saw my first Central Park rats this week. I guess since the park isn't as crowded, the rats have been a bit more daring to come out during the day. It's really not bad though. Something else that's really not bad? A Swiss chocolate factory had a bit of a malfunction in the ventilation system, and cocoa powder came raining down on the surrounding area. Imagine all the hyper kids running around after breathing that in, or little chocolate snow angels. Like the voice of angels spreading their chocolate joy over the city. Speaking of voices, when I did The Little Mermaid live to film at the Hollywood Bowl, one of my favorite songs was her voice. I thought I'd share my take on it with you. Here's her voice.
Where did she go? Where can she be? When will she come again? Calling to me. Calling to me. Calling to me.
Not only has an amazing voice, he's also an amazing actor and dancer too. I was so fortunate to see him on Broadway in Finding Neverland. I'm so happy to welcome Casey Butler to the Early Night Show.
Hi!
Hi, how's it going?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm doing great.
It's great. I'm so happy to have you on the Early Night Show today, Casey.
I'm very happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
How have you been doing since COVID-19 put everything on a very long pause?
I've been doing well. I've been away from school since spring break. We did the whole virtual thing. Then we went on into summer, but I've just been keeping busy doing some college stuff because I'm going to be a senior next year, and just polishing up with my dance and voice and stuff like that.
How have you been impacted by everything going on?
Yeah, it's just all my summer plans that I had been canceled. I, you know, planned on going to a sleepaway camp in Georgia and doing some intensives and helping out with stuff over the summer at the Kravis Center, which is a performing arts center down in Florida. And yeah, that all got canceled. So I've been having to find other ways to keep myself busy. But it's been good. It's been a pretty positive impact. I've developed some good habits, like waking up earlier and going to the gym and reading books more, and working on my craft, my reading more plays and singing and dancing with virtual lessons with some really great teaching artists and everything. So it's been, you gotta take the good with the bad.
Since you are entering your senior year in high school, how is COVID impacting college tours and auditions?
So yeah, I wasn't able to do any, go to any colleges to do programs like that, and work with any teaching artists or anything. But I will be coming up, the Broadway Artist Intensive, which is an intensive down here. They're doing a college prep program and getting a lot of faculty in virtually to, see students work and get a little preview. So I'm pretty excited for that, just to get some feedback before I go off. But yeah, colleges, they're still doing pre-screen. Some of them are doing all virtual auditions. Some of them are doing all live auditions and everywhere in between. So I'm pretty much prepared for anything at this point.
When Broadway opened, is there a show that you can't wait to see?
Yeah, I really want to see Ain't Too Proud. My mom got to see it and she said it was great. And I also haven't seen Come From Away yet. And my mom has also seen that. She said it was really great too. So those are two shows that are on my list.
Yeah, I still haven't seen those shows and I've been meaning to for the longest time. Also, Six and Dear Evan Hansen are also on my list because I was going to go see Dear Evan Hansen and then Broadway shut down.
Right. I actually got a chance to go see it with the Jimmy Awards when I was up there for that. I got a chance to go see Dear Evan Hansen, and it was pretty phenomenal.
That's amazing. One show that I saw a few years ago was Finding Neverland, and I actually saw you in it, and you were amazing.
That's awesome. Thank you so much. I saw my ukulele skills.
Do you have a favorite memory from your time being on Broadway?
Well, I mean, there's just a lot of really great moments because there's a lot of more intimate moments that you get with your castmates when you're in the theater, that you get with each other. And the boys that were in the show, we all got very close. We formed a really great camaraderie. So that's always a really great thing to remember. But then there were also incredible experiences as well, like going out and performing at the White House and performing at Bryant Park and doing all sorts of different events, meeting incredible people. Like Julie Andrews came to see the show, which was ridiculous. I got a picture with Julie Andrews. So yeah, just crazy stuff like that, which is always going to be very memorable. But then there's also those more intimate moments, those smaller moments that really make it a very special experience. Yeah.
Are there any parts that you would love to play one day?
Yeah, I'd love to play El Gallo in the Fantastics. I think that's a really sick role. I'd love to play Riff in West Side Story. Those are off the top of my head. I mean, there are plenty of great roles. I would love to be able to create a role as well. I haven't had the opportunity of originating a role, so I would love to do that someday. But yeah, those are some really interesting roles I can think of off the top of my head.
Oh, and what song would you like to sing for us today, and why did you select that song?
I would love to sing Almost Like Being in Love from Brigadoon. It's a really upbeat, feel good song that, you know, it's very warm, and it's some work that I think we all need right now.
Yeah, and I'm so excited to hear you sing the song.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com.
What a day this has been. What a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. It was almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I would swear I was falling. I could swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love. When we walked up the Bray, not a word did we say. It was almost like being in love. Then your arm linked in mine made the world kind of fine. It was almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I would swear I was falling. I could swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love.
That was wonderful, Casey. It was so great having him share his Broadway experiences with us. I met my next guest at our favorite dance studio in MIC when I first came to New York when I was around 8 years old. Since then, she's been in many shows and even performed in an opera in Italy. I'm so happy to welcome Zoe Latanison to the show.
Hi, Zoe!
Hi, Josh!
Hi, I'm so happy to have you on the Early Night Show today!
I'm so happy to finally be on the Early Night Show. This is great!
How have you been impacted by the COVID pause?
I think like most people, I miss my friends and I miss hanging out with people in person. And I'm kind of fed up with my family, but it's okay. But I've been doing a lot of self-reflection. I've been binging a ton of Netflix and I've been teaching myself a lot of new skills like playing guitar.
Yeah, and it's really good time to teach ourselves other new skills like guitar and also like build on other skills like
piano
skills and just basically try to keep ourselves connected to the arts. How have you been connected to the arts during this hard time?
I have been trying to stay connected as possible via Zoom. So I've been taking dance classes over Zoom and I continue with my voice lessons, which is great. And I'm currently doing my third virtual Zoom show thing.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Like during this time, it's kind of just like really hard because theater is shut down everywhere. And it kind of like hurts to see the city that never sleeps go to sleep. And it's a bit heartbreaking.
Yeah, I live in New Jersey, so I haven't even been in New York since the shutdown. So I've seen pictures, but it's still, it's so surreal and unreal. It's just crazy.
It really is. But when theater resumes, is there a show that you can't wait to see?
So, surprisingly, I have never seen Wicked or Dear Evan Hansen, so I would love to go see those.
I've seen Wicked, and it was really, really good. I actually haven't seen Dear Evan Hansen yet. When it came out, I was too young, and now, like, when I was, like, the right age, Forbidden Broadway happened, and other stuff happened, and...
Right.
And the funny thing is, I actually played Dear Evan Hansen, a parody of Hansen, in the show. And it was
That's awesome.
But it was really, really fun. And Evan Hansen seems like such an amazing, amazing show.
Yeah, I love the message. And I love that one of the characters is named Zoe. So, but yeah, I love the music. And Ben Platt's amazing, though he's not there anymore. It's just, the whole show's great. I really want to go see it.
Yeah, is there a performer who has inspired you to sing?
I know for me personally, I've been singing since before I could even talk. But I guess to pinpoint an actual singer, I am in love with Lady Gaga, Demi Lovato, Dolly Parton, and recently Mariah Carey, because I'm working on my whistle tones. But I just love all the messages that those really powerful women have to say about singing, and their music's amazing. So they have been some of my biggest musical inspirations.
Is there a part that you would love to play one day?
Continuing with Wicked, I would love to play Elphaba, though I probably get cast as Glinda. But I would really love to play Elphaba and sing Defying Gravity.
You would be incredible singing as Elphaba. Speaking of singing, what song would you like to sing for us today, and why did you select that song?
So today, I will be singing 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton. After I watched the movie 9 to 5, I immediately fell in love with the song and Dolly Parton. And so I did a little bit of research on my own, and I stumbled upon Dolly Parton's message about your self-image, which is you should love the way you look. And not let people care about or say negative things. And you should feel comfortable in your own skin. And she's definitely had a lot of negativity towards her appearance, but I still just love how she is still such a powerful person in the world today and how she still just doesn't care and carries on.
Well, I'm so, so excited to hear you sing the song.
The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
And I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping, and folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living, barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind. Watch him shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you've got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll you away. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living, barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. you. It's a rich man's game, no matter what they call it. And you spend your life putting money in his wallet. 9 to 5 for service and devotion. You would think that I would deserve a fair promotion. Wanna move ahead, but the boss won't seem to let me. I swear sometimes that man is out to get me. 9 to 5, yeah, they get you where they want you. There's a better life, and you dream about it, don't you? It's a rich man's game, no matter what they call.
That was wonderful, Zoe. When 9 to 5 is revived one day, I think you would be amazing in that show. My final guest is a New York City performer who recently booked her first film. I'm so happy to welcome Cami Josephine on the show.
Hi, Cami.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Hi, I'm so happy to have you on the show today.
Happy to be here.
How have you been doing since COVID paused everything?
Well, it's definitely been tough, you know, not being able to go to New York for auditions and not even being able to go to a local store in my town without a mask on. But I truly believe that everything happens for a reason. I've been trying to just take this time to just train and focus on my craft.
Yeah. Speaking of your craft, how have you been staying connected to the arts during this really crazy time?
I've been doing multiple Zoom camps and singing and dancing and acting lessons on Zoom.
That's great. Aside from training for theater, TV, and film, how else have you been staying busy this summer?
Well, I live at the beach, so I've been going to the beach a lot with my friends and family and surfing and riding our jet skis, but I really been trying to focus on not being on my phone as much and just spending time.
Oh, that's so cool. Wait, what? I've never tried surfing. What is it like?
At first, it's definitely difficult and it's very scary, but you get the hang of it. It's really fun.
It's good. It seems like so much fun.
Yeah, it is. I really love it.
Have your school plans been impacted by COVID-19?
Yeah, so I'm starting high school this year, which is really exciting.
Congratulations!
Thank you. But we're going to be going every other day, which is definitely going to be weird, but I can't wait to meet new people and connect with old friends.
When Broadway resumes, do you have any shows that you can't wait to see?
Definitely Jersey Boys, because they were supposed to come actually to a venue near me, but of course it got canceled because of COVID, but I really hope they reschedule it. And
hopefully they'll come to a city near you sometime soon, because, well, thankfully things are starting to reopen, but we still want to keep everything safe. But when Broadway does reopen, do you have any dream parts?
Definitely Elle in Legally Blonde. I really just love that role, and I think it'd be so fun to play. And I just love the message that the show spreads, you know. If you can believe in it, you can do it.
Yeah. Oh, and what song would you like to sing for us today, and why?
Today, I will be singing I Wish from Home the Musical. I really just love singing the song, and it just puts me in a happy place, and I think we all need that right now.
Well, I'm so excited to hear you sing the song. Here we go!
A princess slept in a tower for 13 years, awaiting a prince. She was told would appear. His kiss had to be strong, yet tender and sweet, to awaken her from her restful retreat. When her mother, the witch, had caught word of the news that a prince had arrived, well, she kindly refused. She said, "She'll stay in this tower, asleep in my hold, safe from the world with its dragons and trolls." And that's where she stayed for the rest of her life. Still keeping hope that she'll come around,
and she'll understand. I need out of this town. I'll see outside this world so this small town can see that I'll dare to imagine a world bigger than me. And so I'll close my eyes and I'll shut them real tight, and I'll make a wish with all of my might. I'll wish one day she'll see this is part of the plan, just the start of a dream, a dream I've always had. And no dragons and no warlocks and no wizards and no spells could keep me from writing the stories that my heart for 13 years has been waiting to tell.
So much, Cammie. That was so great. I've been wishing for COVID to be cured, everyone to be healthy, and for it to be safe enough for theater to resume. In fact, I'm so excited that music for my show, The Perfect Fit, will be presented in a perfectly distant concert at Sharon Playhouse in Sharon, Connecticut. I cannot wait to be on a stage, at least 6 feet apart from everyone, and perform live to an audience of people in cars with an incredible Broadway cast of actors, singers, and musicians. For more information and to get tickets, go to SharonPlayhouse.org. If you want to sing along with me, make sure to check out my TikTok at Joshua Turchin and look for some of my piano videos. Record a duet and use the hashtag SingWithJosh, and you may get featured on the Early Night Show. Also, if you're a student whose show was canceled, please send us a link to a video of you singing to earlynightshowcasting@gmail.com, and you may get a chance to go on the show. If you're enjoying these virtual cabarets, please consider making a donation to the Actors Fund's Emergency Relief Fund at www.actorsfund.org to support people working in the entertainment industry who have suddenly found themselves out of work. Any bit helps. You can also find The Early Night Show on the Broadway Podcast Network, wherever podcasts are found, and videos for episodes online on theearlynightshow.com. Thanks again to my guests, Casey Butler, Zoe Latanison, and Cammie Josephine. And let's keep entertaining! Any artists who want to be virtual guests, send me a direct message on my Instagram, at Joshua Turchin, and let's keep making music to help the world. Stay healthy and wear a mask!
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.